tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sustainability from Within with your host, Sibeli Salviato. If you've ever asked yourself questions about how to bring about real change in your world and the world of those around you, you're going to love what we have in store for you today and every week. You can empower yourself to be that change agent. Now, here is Sibeli Salviato.
Hello, here we are with one more episode of Sustainability from Within. And today, you know, this is a very special topic for me. I have had many accomplishments in my life through this process, so I'm really glad that I can share this with you. And to start, I really want to invite you to breathe deep with me, so that we can shift a little bit our awareness and soften a little bit whatever is here present. Okay, if you had the opportunity to listen to our last show in which we interviewed Dr. Fernando Bignardi, you have noticed that in his last message, in the last message that he gave to the audience, he was inviting us to use meditation as a tool, to use meditation as a tool to tap into a higher, another level of consciousness in which, you know, we can access this, what he called an informational net, and from where we can be inspired and we can be guided. And we can, you know things such as what is better for us to eat and what are the decisions that we need to take or what are our options to go about in life, right? So if we are connected with this source of information, we are much more guided and we know what to do instead of just trust in our little ego. So that was his invitation. And today we are going to explore how meditation can be used to that and much more, right? So also Dr. Fernando Bignardi brought a concept called the morphogenetic field that was created by a scientist, a biologist actually called Rupert Sheldrake. And you know, this, I don't know much about the morphogenetic field, but what I know is that it is this like a substance that permeates everything, right? Where communication can happen in other levels of consciousness and where everything is there. It's like the air that we breathe is like this substance that is there for us to create. The Pathwork Guide will call it the soul substance. The soul substance is this malleable, like a malleable substance in from which everything is formed, from which everything is created, right? So why am I'm talking about that? Because this informational net, this morphogenetic field, whatever we can call it, is where things are created from. How are they created? Who created them, right? So we created them. In this concept, if we follow this concept, and, you know, I'm not asking you to believe in me. I'm asking you to hear and test it in your life and give it a chance so that you can prove it by yourself, you know, and in your own limits. But if we live in this soul substance in which everything can be formed and change, and how do we create that, right? We create by our thoughts. We create by our feelings. We create by the sum of everything that is there in our feelings, emotions, in our acts, in our concepts, in our conceptions, opinions. Everything that goes in our mind is there to create, right? There is a trick, though. And the trick is that we don't create only with our consciousness, with the thoughts and feelings that we are aware of. I think that I have mentioned that here before, and this is a very important concept for us to explore as well. That is, we are made of our conscious and by our unconscious. By unconscious, it's very simple. It's those things that we are not aware that we are, that we feel, that we think, right? So how do we know that we are creating from our unconscious as well? How can we imagine, how can we conceive the possibility that what we are manifesting in life is coming from our thoughts, our desires, and also from what we don't know that we desire and that we are feeling, right? We just observe our life. So I think that I told this before, and just going a little bit deep in that concept, when you observe your life, when I observe my life, in the places where I feel fulfilled and I feel happy and things are flowing, I can also know that I am creating that because I believe that I deserve that, because I am putting my effort, my intention in that for that to happen. And sometimes we observe our lives and we, of course, have, you know, moments, or we have some aspects that we are not happy with, or that we are not feeling fulfilled, or we are lacking something. And we, you know, normally we ask ourselves, why is that? You know, I would like to be fulfilled in here too. Why am I not? How am I creating that in my life if I really desire to be fulfilled in that sphere? So that's a very good question, and that tricks us to go to our unconscious, right? There might be something in us, in our unconscious, that contradicts that desire that you have. And this concept is fundamental when we are trying to use meditation as a creative force, right? We are talking about meditation as a creative tool. And for using it as a creative tool, we need to know how creative process happens. So just recapitulating a little bit, we're talking about the soul substance, which is this malleable substance in which all of us live. I used the metaphor the other day talking about we are ocean. So imagine that this soul substance is everything, is ocean, and we are there. That is matter, that is air, there is a manifestation, there are feelings, and everything is there in this soul substance. And we have desires that we know about, and these desires sometimes fulfill, and sometimes we cannot have them fulfilled for any reason. And one of the reasons is that there might be a possibility that we don't really want that desire, and that unconsciously we are not prepared to have it. And that's why it's not manifesting in our lives, right? And just continue with this this topic of this soul substance. How creation happens? It needs two forces for creation to happen in every dimension, in very small life manifestations as the big, you know, the creations of planets and everything else. Everything goes through the same law. It needs a active power and active principle that we call it masculine principle, and it is necessary the feminine principle, the receptive principle. Right? When you are, let's say that we want to plant a flower, right? We need the soil, which is the soul substance. We need a action. We need a active action to plant the seed. And we have this receptive principle, which is the time and the darkness inside the earth, so that the seed can germinate and bloom, right? And get out of the earth and manifest itself. So creation is more or less like that. You were there, we are all there in the soul substance. And to create, we need an active force and we need the receptive principle. The active force, most of the time in our life, is our minds, our conscious mind, our desire, and also our unconscious mind. The thing is that we are not aware of the things that, you know, are there. But also, we tend to not very much give much respect to the receptive principle, which is the feminine principle, because sometimes we want things, or sometimes we manifest things, and we don't have patience. We don't have that flexibility, that, you know, that breathing actually that allows things to unfold and to manifest. So we need to have in mind that that's how creation happens. And as I told you before, you don't need to believe me. I really want to invite you to practice that with me. And then you can tell me, you know, how that works, with the things that does not work, and we can improve that process for you. So do you remember that movie Matrix, the first one? I think that movie is a very good example of how creation happens, and you know, in a more subtle way, right? Do you remember that? I don't remember the name of the character, but the main character, when after he took the pill and he discovered that he had discovered about the situation of people that did, you know, most of all of us were dreaming, and the manifestation of life was just a dreaming. So when he was going to fight the machines in that manifestation, he had to believe that he could do some of the things. He had to believe that he could escape from the bullet. I remember very much that scene where he was escaping from the bullets, and it reminded me a lot about this meditation process from Bathwork, because that's how I could imagine in my mind that, you know, we are in this soul substance, and if we believe things, they can manifest, but we have to truly believe them, right? So what am I stressing that, truly believe that? Because sometimes I faced myself the not believing the things that I want. So, you know, just to give you an example, if I, you know, I'm desiring to have abundance, financial abundance in my life, and I'm giving you a true example. This has happened, and, you know, somehow it still happens in my life. So I, you know, I'm asking myself, you know, I'm competent, I have, you know, in education, why I have facing this not abundant, financially abundant period in my life? What is going on? How can I change that? And I start to question myself with the questions that the Pathwork Guide would propose to us, which, you know, one of them is, to what degree do I really want that? The financial abundance. And when I questioned that, I said, well, I want it. Of course, I want to have, you know, freedom. I want to do things. I want to travel. There are many things that I want. Who doesn't? And what are your concepts about abundant people? And then I started to notice that I had a lot of prejudice. And deep down, I started to notice that I was fearful. Oh my God, what if I am abundant and my friends are not? You know, would they still like me? Would I still belong to my community? So I started to notice that deep down, in those places that I am calling unconscious, I had some beliefs and some fears and some I was not very aware of that, but I, you know, by questioning, I discovered some images and beliefs that were really contrary to my desire of having abundance. And then I asked myself, how can I manifest what I believe that I want, if there are so many things below that line, below that conscious line that is telling me that I don't deserve, that maybe I don't want it, that I don't want to pay the price, maybe I'll have to work too much, or people will people will think I'm nasty, or I'm, you know, the same way that I have my biases against, so quote unquote, rich people. I would fear that people have the same biases against me, right? So I have to notice, and I have to work on those things so that I could have, you know, I could possibly open up some space for having abundance in my life. So that's more or less how creation happens. We have, you know, an active force in our mind, the beliefs that we have, the things that we desire. And then we have to go a little bit deeper to understand why it's not a manifestation in our lives already. What is impeding? What are the obstructions that is there for us to manifest whatever we want to manifest? Another movie that talks about that, but I, you know, in my own humble opinion, it's a little bit in a shallow way. It's that Secret movie, but it implies that, you know, if you think very hard and you want a car, the car will manifest in front of your heart, your house. It's not like that, but you know, the message that our minds are really powerful and that's how creation happens, it's kind of true. I kind of believe that. They don't mention, though, that we have many of other obstructions and negative beliefs that are contra-attacking, let's say like that, the conscious beliefs or the conscious desires that we have, right? So in the next block, we are going to explore the concepts of meditation, steps of meditation. Meditation, according to the Pathwork Guide, has 4 steps, and we're going to explore that by using what we have just said about this soul substance, right? I also, before the break, want to invite you, if you're interested in this subject, this show today is based upon a Pathwork lecture called Meditation as a Positive Life Creation, and it is the number 194. You can go to www.pathwork.org, I guess, pathworkinternational.org. But if you Google pathwork.org, you're going to find the Pathwork International website. And there you can download the lecture for free and you can read it if you want. I recommend it. It's beautiful. It has been one of my favorite lectures ever. So now we're going to go for a break and we're going to come back soon. And next block, we are going to be discussing the 4 steps of meditation and how can we use that to be that change you want to see in the world. Talk to you soon. Keep tuned.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
As a Pathwork helper and a professional integral coach, Sibeli will help deepen your knowledge about yourself and support you in your journey toward self-acceptance and self-love. She does this by exploring and applying the teachings of the Pathwork Guide, a profound philosophy based on self-responsibility and truthfulness, and framing it into the broad and inspiring integral theory from Ken Wilber. Visit SibeliSalviato.com to find out more. Your first consultation is free of charge. That's SibeliSalviato.com. As a Pathwork helper and a professional integral coach, Sibeli will help deepen your knowledge about yourself and support you in your journey toward self-acceptance and self-love. She does this by exploring and applying the teachings of the Pathwork Guide, a profound philosophy based on self-responsibility and truthfulness, and framing it into the broad and inspiring integral theory from Ken Wilber. Visit SibeliSalviato.com to find out more. Your first consultation is free of charge. That's CibeliSalviato.com.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Sustainability from Within with Sibeli Salviato. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. If you'd rather send an email, Sibeli can be reached at SibeliSalviato@me.com. Now, back to Sustainability from Within.
Hello, and we are back to Sustainability from Within. And today's show, we are discussing meditation as a life creation, creative tool, how we can manifest and create our lives and really transform the things that we need and want to transform in ourselves so that we can be that change you want to see in the world. And we were talking the last block about how creation happens. We were talking about this soul substance that permeates everything. And that soul substance gets impressed by the sum of our thoughts, feelings, conceptions, opinions, either conscious or unconscious. And this soul substance is impressed by that so that it manifests whatever it is in our minds, either we know or if we know or not. So I also said that in the Pathwork Guide lecture about meditation, he brings this concept into four steps. And that's what we are going to discuss this block. So the four steps of meditation, according to the guide, is first the concept. The concept is how we can use our conscious mind to formulate something that we want to meditate about. And of course, I'm going to explain that a little bit more in a moment. The second phase is impressing and allowing to be impressed. So we were talking about a soul substance that is impressed by the active force, the active principle, which is our mind. So we have a concept, and then we allow this concept to be to impressing and allow ourselves to be impressed by that concept. The third phase is visualization. We can visualize that we want to meditate about, that desire, that question, that willingness to go deeper, whatever it is. And we can visualize that happening. We can sense that happening. And also, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that because there can be some confusions in that. And the fourth step is faith. Right, that they believe that it is already. Whatever is that we are desiring in a moment in the future, it is there already. This is faith. So let's explore those four phases a little bit. So the first is, I said it's concept, how we use our conscious mind to formulate a concept, right? So let's give an example. I was talking about this, my own, the own process in my life when I was asking myself why I don't have the financial abundance that I want or that I think I desire or that I think that I deserve, right? So one possible outcome of this thought in terms of meditation is for me to really state, I want financial fulfillment. Or, something like that. So this will be a concept. However, if this is a desire and this I can bring to meditation, to tap into that information on that, tap into soul substance to manifest that or to be informed by that, what can I do? How can I go in life to have the financial abundance that I'm talking about or that I want, right? First, I need to challenge myself and discover what are the things that are underneath my desire. And I mentioned before that when I did that, when I put that concept, I want to have financial abundance. I deserve it. I'll be serving life much better if I'm more less anxious, let's say like that, with my financial thing, or if I am more relaxed with my material life. That's all true. And then I discovered that, well, that's true, and that's true too, that I have many misconcepts, many wrong ideas about what it is to be financial abundant, including my own pride. Would I feel better than others because I have money? You know, I had to ask that to myself, because part of it can be true. Do you remember just bringing some of the concepts and make sense of them? That there are places in us that are still in immature levels, you know. So when we are doing a concept, we need to achieve those places in us that the guidebook call like lower self. Those places in which we are so self-conscious, we are so selfish that we want things for ourselves. We want things to be better, to be special. And if that's true, some part of me will not have that happen, or would use this for a learning process, for a maturity process. So in this concept phase, it's very important that I challenge myself and I try to put on the table everything that is connected with that. You know, not only my conscious desire, but everything that is unconscious that can be obstructing that which I desire. Another example, you know, I'm talking about things that everybody desire, financial abundance and maybe a love. So another example would be, well, I want love in my life. I want somebody to love me. I want a mate. I want a husband. I want a spouse. I want a companionship or something like that, right? Why I don't have it? So if you bring it into a concept, well, I want it. I want to have a relationship. Why don't I have it? Why my life is not manifesting it? Is there a place in me in which I don't want it? What is the price for me to pay to have a relationship? Oh my God, I have to, you know, I have to give up my football games on Sundays, or I have to give up, you know, some time that I use today for myself, or I have to love back, you know. I have to be willing to love as well. Am I willing to love? So all these discussions, they all can be transformed into concepts for your meditation. In this example of love, for example, if you discover that you want a relationship, you want to, you know, to have love present, the romantic love present in your life, and then you discover that you're not that willing to love back, or you're not that willing to have a commitment, you can bring that to your meditation as a concept, so you can formulate another concept that it's more real, and that says, oh, I'm aware that there is a part of me, an immature part of me, that is not willing to love back, and I wish I could be willing to love. And that's a concept. That's a very truth, or a more, let's say like that, real and truth concept. And that's another aspect of the meditation as a creation force. It is for us to be as honest as we can with ourselves, as true to ourselves as we possibly can. And this requires a lot of courage. We don't need to share that with anybody. So it's just we with ourselves. But when we are we with ourselves, we need to be truthful. We need to be willing to look to that part that says, I don't want to love. I don't want to give up my pride. I want to be special. Whatever is that true that you recognize in yourself, you need to bring to your own table and be willing to face that. Because when you do that, your concept is much more powerful because it's true. Because it goes with your conscious and also with your unconscious process. And it brings all to the fourth. And your active principle, which is your conscious, gets stronger. Me and my English. Gets stronger, and because it's stronger, it has much more it can happen, let's say like that, right? When you keep desiring something or meditating for something and it doesn't happen, you have to question yourself, what is that underneath that is obstructing that? Is that real? Is that what I really want? What are the aspects that of that that I don't desire to happen? Or will I want something, but just if it is my way? I want a relationship, but I want a man that is tall, blue-eyed, or, you know, brunette or something like that, right? Because this also comes into the way. I want from my ego. I want from, I'm not willing to tap into something that is larger than I'm willing to accept what life is going to bring to me. So this is another aspect of that. We're going to understand a little bit better the concept because we're going to go forward and we're going to come back to it many times. So the second aspect, the second phase of meditation is the impressing, right? Impressing and allowing to be impressed. So when you finally got a concept, so you can say, well, I become aware that I want a relationship, that I want a loving relationship in my life, and I discover by questioning myself that it might be some places in me that I don't want to love. So my concept is, I wish I could want to love back. I want to discover more things that are there, why I don't want to love, and I want to solve this in my life. I want to be open to love. So when you get to this concept, you can also, you can in the second phase, allow this concept to sink in your soul substance. It's more like an energetic thing. You can close your eyes and imagine that this concept is really fulfilling your cells, your fluids, your subtle bodies, and notice. Be present to your body, be present to your mind, to your breathing, and notice what's happening. So I want love to be present in my life. I want to be willing to love back. And then I just feel it. I'm not thinking about it anymore. I'm feeling this desire in my body and my subtle bodies. Right? So when we are impressing and being impressed with this concept, it's necessary that this dimension, which is, you know, we are tapping into the soul substance right now. We are really informing the soul substance so that it can manifest. We need to have it flexible. We need to have it soft, right? Sometimes when we are in this phase of meditation, we still find some roughness, some toughness, some defenses that, you know, some voices that we will tell you, oh, but this is dangerous. Are you sure that that's what you want? You know, it can be very dangerous. You're going to have to, you know, give up so many things, and maybe you won't find somebody that is lovable. This person will hurt you. You know, in the end, love doesn't pay off. So you're going to discover all of that things that make your soul substance tense, not malleable. You know, it's rigid. So imagine that for you to plant that rose, that flower that we were talking before, you need a fluffy soil, you need a fluffy earth, because if it's dry, if it's tough, nothing will come out of it. And how can we help ourselves to have a flexible and malleable soul substance so that we can impress and be impressed by our concepts. So one of the tools that we can use is breathing. We can breathe. So when we are here impressing and being pressed, we can remember to breathe in and breathe out. Because when we breathe out, we allow our bodies to be a little bit more relaxed, and just in a relaxed state, we can really impress our substance, our soul substance. Only in a relaxed state, we can really visualize, we can sense if our soul substance is dry, thick, rigid, or if it's malleable and flexible and receiving, right? So that so that the receiving active can really, together with the active principle, create something new, manifest something in your life. So there are more to that process for us to be less thick, dense, dry in our soul substance. But breathing is really a tool that helps us to get really of our defenses and be more present to what it is, and to be in a more relaxed state. So we are more willing to, we are more flexible. I'm sorry. And we can really imprint, let's say like that, our soul substance. And if you remember, Fernando Binardi, you were talking about the diaphragm. I don't know how to say that in English, but it's the breathe from the diaphragm. And one of the tips here is really use this this breathing. There are many others, but you can use this breathing to soft a little bit your soul substance, which is you can breathe in and you can hold it a little bit, and you can breathe out and you empty your lungs and you shrink your belly, and you also pause a little bit. As Dr. Fernando was saying, and the Pathway Guide says that too in some other lecture, pauses are part of life. If you sit in front of a beach in an ocean, you're going to see the waves will come and then they will reframe. But between the coming and the reframing, you see there is a pause. And between inhaling and exhaling, there is a pause as well. So if you bring purposefully this pause into our consciousness and into our breathing, we can help our system to be more flexible, to be less anxious, to be more receptive, and then we are in a more healthy state to really be imprinted by our concepts, right? So just recapitulating here, we have a concept. The example that we are using now is that I want love in my life, and I'm willing of places in me in which I'm not really wanting to love back. So I have this concept in which I say, well, I'm aware of that, and I want to be willing to love back. That's what I want. I want to love back. Defenseless. I don't want to have that lots of protection so that I can really love and be loved. And now I'm imprinting that in my soul substance and letting it a little bit soften by breathing in and out with the pauses. Right? So this is the second phase. We are going to have a break now, and the next block we are going to go to visualization and faith, and we're going to finish this 4 steps of meditation and hopefully have the total tool so that we can really be that change that we want to see in the world. Just reminding you, if you want to read this lecture and practice what I'm talking about with more, words, with some more explanation, you can go to the pathwork.org website and you can download the lecture. This one in particular is the one 194. I recommend. It's beautiful, and I think you're going to like it. So we're going to be back soon. Keep tuned in, and we're going to finish our meditation process in the third block. Hope to see you there.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
As a Pathwork helper and a professional integral coach, Sibeli will help deepen your knowledge about yourself and support you in your journey toward self-acceptance and self-love. She does this by exploring and applying the teachings of the Pathwork Guide, a profound philosophy based on self-responsibility and truthfulness, and framing it into the broad and inspiring integral theory from Ken Wilber. Visit SibeliSalviato.com to find out more. Your first consultation is free of charge. That's SibeliSalviato.com. As a pathwork helper and a professional integral coach, Sibeli will help deepen your knowledge about yourself and support you in your journey toward self-acceptance and self-love. She does this by exploring and applying the teachings of the Pathwork Guide, a profound philosophy based on self-responsibility and truthfulness, and framing it into the broad and inspiring integral theory from Ken Wilber. Visit SibeliSalviato.com to find out more. Your first consultation is free of charge. That's SibeliSalviato.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Sustainability from Within with Sibeli Salviato. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. If you'd rather send an email, Sibeli can be reached at SibeliSalviato@me.com. Now, back to Sustainability from Within.
Hello, we are back to our Sustainability from Within show, in the episode that we are talking about meditation as a life creation tool. And we have explored so far how the creative process happens, you know, by the action of masculine active principle and a receptive feminine principle into a soul substance that is malleable and that can manifest and be informed and be imprinted by our thoughts and by our willingness to be in a receptive place. And we talked about meditation from Pathwork Guide having four steps. We explored the first two, which is how to make a concept, a conscious, concise, powerful concept. If you have doubts in that phase, please, you know, don't be shy. Call me, write to me. I know that when you are starting this process to formulate a concept is something difficult. There are many doubts that come into the way. This is normal. This is a normal process. And it's beautiful because in this self-questioning, you discover a lot of things and you can use all things that you discover to bring to your meditation and to transform it step by step, right? The second step is impressing and allowing to be impressed. And we were discussing about how to impress a rigid surface is not possible. So to be impressed and allowing this imprinting process, we need to have a soul substance that is malleable and flexible. And to make it flexible, we can use breathing for doing that. And we can also observe and be present to ourselves, because then we're going to know the thought process, you know, observing our thought process will tell us all the defenses and rigidities that we have against, quote unquote, the desire that we have, so that we can work on that, you know, and have a more flexible and malleable substance to create upon. The other two steps are visualization and faith. So bringing our example into the table, we were talking about I want to have a love in my life. I want to have a relationship. And my concept is I'm willing to love. I discovered that there are parts of me that are not willing to love, that are not willing to pay the price. I've been discovering lots of defenses. You know, love hurts. Somebody will hurt me. I'll be betrayed, or every kind of thoughts that are connected with this concept. They're being unearthed from my unconscious, and this is already a gain that I'm having only by starting this meditation process. But now I have worked on that. I have imprinted in my soul substance that I'm willing to love back, and I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing to see the fear that it comes, because by saying that, I can notice in my body some tension coming up because there are fear. So I explore that fear too. And then I go to the visualization. When I go to the visualization process, I ask myself, how would I feel if I'm really willing to love, if this is a reality for me? How would I feel if I am in a fulfilling relationship in which I'm loving and being loved? How would that look like? And then when you question yourself that, you can observe what happens to your breathing, what happens to your thoughts, what happens to your mind, to your body, what happens. And continue to visualize. Imagine what are the feelings that will come through you. How would your life be? And here I want to stop a little bit just to make a difference. Visualization is not wishful dreaming. I'm not here imagining that, you know, handsome guy, rich guy, or whatever is that, you know, in my imaginary. I'm not doing that. It's very different. I'm visualizing myself in a state of love. I conceive the idea. And this is very important because it goes directly to the first state, the first step, actually, the concept. In the visualization is also a very active principle, as it is the formulation of the concept. In the visualization, I'm using my concrete senses and mind to really believe that whatever I am meditating for is possible. Have you heard that, you know, indigenous people, the Native American people, one of them, I don't know which tribe, but sometimes they dance to have rain. It is a, you know, some kind of magic and this kind of thing. It's a very interesting process because they're not praying for rain to come. They're not asking any god for rain to come. They're dancing. They are celebrating the rain that is already there in their visualization. This is what I mean by believing. It's not that you're praying for something that, you know, in very deep you don't believe that can happen. You were praying outside because inwardly you don't believe that it is possible. So you were hoping that something external to you give it to you. It's not that. You were inwardly believing that this is possible. And that's the visualization. You are already in celebration mode. Like the Native American people, like the indigenous people, when they are dancing for the rain because they visualize rain coming, that's their desire. Their concept will be, well, I want rain because it's too dry. I need my crops. I need rain. And they visualize that happening by dancing because they are already almost feeling the drops in their body. And they are happy. They are celebrating with each other. And that's the visualization process. So if I'm here willing to love and be loved and to be in a relationship, I'm willing to pay the prices, I have unearthed a lot of, you know, obstructions and bad beliefs about love and relationship, and I'm willing to pay the price, I imprint that in my soul substance, and now I can close my eyes and I can celebrate that this is happening. I can celebrate and feel the joyfulness, the openness, that my heart opens to love and be loved. I feel the happiness that this comes to me. So this is the visualization process. And of course, when you were there, if you were true to yourself, and that's, you know, I'm just reminding you that that's very important, that you don't superimpose desires into places in which you don't believe that they can happen. So if you are in your visualization process and you notice voices coming in, you notice some tensions in your body, or you notice that you cannot visualize, this is a clear indication that there are some other beliefs in your unconscious that need to be unearthed, that need to be, you know, bring to the surface so that you can honestly and truthfully look to it. That's our only chance to really manifest what we want in life, is to just dig down into our unconscious and bring to the surface the things that are obstructing our happiness, because we are entitled to be loved and to have happiness, to be happy. That's our true nature. And if we are not, there is something in ourselves that are prohibiting that to happen. So in the visualization process, if we are present again to ourselves, if we are breathing again in the present moment, visualizing and conceiving the possibility of that we want to really be present and happening, we can also notice the things that are obstructing that. And this is a beautiful process again, right? So, and then, you know, when we go through that process, we finally get into faith. Faith is a little bit, you know, more mystical. What is faith, right? Oh, do I have faith? Do I don't have faith? However, you know, faith, it goes beyond the visualization process. I told you that visualization is an active process. Faith is more like, again, a feminine principle, a I forgot the word now, but the receptive principle, because you cannot force faith upon yourself. You cannot say, well, I want to have faith. Well, you can, and you bring it to your meditation, and you deal with the parts of you that don't want to have faith. But you don't bring, you just have faith. Faith is something that occurs to you. So when you were in your visualization process, faith is that feeling that things are already. So that you can feel in your body, you can feel in yourself that you were already willing to love. You have your heart open. And then you can relax. You don't need to be thinking about this. You don't need to be anxious about not having it, because you know that in the right time, in the right moment, things will happen to you. This is faith. No anxious or fear of not having it whatsoever. If you do, if you get to this process and you get to the faith and you still were doubting, would I have it? Do I deserve it? It's because you don't have the faith yet. And that's okay, you know, nothing to worry about. Just bring it to your meditation. Oh, I just realized that I don't have the faith that I need to have what I want. So how can I do that? And, you know, and then you relax and you wait for the answers. And this is, you know, we're coming to the end of the show. I think that I could talk about that for another hour. It's such a beautiful subject. But, you know, what happens then? You went through the four steps and you had a beautiful concept. You could imprint in your soul substance. You were able to visualize and you were sure that this will happen, so that you were relaxed. You have no anxious about it. So if you got to this stage, you just need to observe your life from this observer point of view again. You observe and the answers will come to you. Whatever is the next step for you in whatever concept you bring to your meditation will come forth to your life. It will be a word, it will be a call, it will be something that you read somewhere. It can be a crisis. It can be a crisis. It's not really beautiful, an angel coming onto your ear. Not always, let's say like that. Sometimes it's something that you're... It brings some uneasiness to your life, because this is exactly what you need to keep the step, you know, to move forward into what you are meditating upon, into what you are wanting in your life or what you are wanting to manifest in your life, right? So if you are still anxious, use the anxiety to your meditation. You can ask to this net, informational net, beneath everything, why am I anxious? Why am I not believing? What are the beliefs that are there hidden in me that are producing this anxiety in myself, right? So you can use these four steps for everything in your life, everything. And you know, as much as you can be true to yourself, this tool is more powerful, because you're dealing with the reality. You're not dealing with wishful thinking. You're not dealing with delusion of what you want. You're dealing with the rot, the thing that you are at that moment, the truth, you know, without trying to sugarcoat the pill. You're dealing with yourself at that moment, you know, the at the amount that you know yourself. So just recapitulating, this meditation is beautiful process of creating. We have four steps: the concept, impressing, visualization, and faith. And you can use it for everything in your life. We don't have much time to talk about it right now. If you have doubts, if you tried and nothing happened, if you want to know a little bit more, if you want to practice with me, give me a call, send me an email. I'll be more than happy to answer and to help you in this process. And, you know, I hope that you can try and see by yourself the beautiful effects that this can bring to your life and in making you a more powerful human being in which you can really manifest in your life and the life that ones of your loved and, you know, the whole humanity, that change that we want to see in the world. I hope you have enjoyed. I thank you for being here. I appreciate your listening. I hope you'll be here again next Tuesday. And that's it. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in to Sustainability from Within. Please join your host, Sibeli Salviato, next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Until the next program, have an amazing week filled with the life you want to lead.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.